Chapter 1. The Bloody Parchment.
Killian peered at the blood-spattered message.
"They're missing, Your Grace," he said.
Killian watched as the Duke of Salem revolved on the spot and resumed pacing the velvet carpet that covered the floor of his tent. Fine incense glowed red in the brass burner, letting off the rich, pungent smell of exotic resins from the continent. The Duke never had liked the stench of an army encampment. He was a powerful man with broad shoulders and an angular jaw. His sandy brown hair was beginning to thin. Killian glanced down at the document in his hands. The message had been scrawled in a hurried script, and the ink had smeared. Flecks of mud and dark red splotches of blood speckled the paper.
"We'll be surrounded in a few days," the Duke said.
"Yes, my lord."
Killian noted the streak of mud on his own sleeve. He withdrew the red silk handkerchief from his pocket and scrubbed the spot away. Even in an army camp, it wouldn't do to appear too casual. The Duke fell into the leather-covered chair before his writing desk and placed his head in his hands.
"And the messengers?"
the Duke asked.
"Dead, my lord."
The Duke slammed his fist onto the table, causing the inkwell to jump off onto the velvet carpet. Killian sighed. That stain would never come out. But the Duke didn't care. He was a passionate man, and Killian often had to step in to check him. Of late, he had become even more agitated. Seeing the Duke's restless tension and nervous fidgeting, Killian concluded that now was not a good time to mention the ruined carpet.
"Do you understand what this means, Killian?"
the Duke said.
"I believe I do, my lord."
Killian had served the Duke of Salem since the Duke was a boy, and Killian had grown old in his service. There was nothing that Killian didn't know about him, or what he had done, and how the past haunted him. He pitied the man, and admired him at the same time. How many people could stand by while their entire extended family was murdered? And how many could have navigated the dangerous post-coup years to become one of the most powerful men in the entire Kingdom of Kol, even though he was tainted with the blood of the old royal family of Hassani? The last of the family line, well, except for his sons and the lost prince who had disappeared into the vast heathland without a trace. The Duke had made himself invaluable to King Geric as a soldier, as a statesman, and as a legitimizing force for the usurper line that ruled Kol. As the nephew of King Edward, the last Hassani king to sit on the throne, the Duke's support of King Geric had been crucial in allowing Geric to secure his rule. That was the Duke's genius, but would it be enough to see him through this last test of his craftiness and determination?
"Who can I trust?"
the Duke said. He raised his head to stare at Killian, as if he expected his old steward to have some occult knowledge of other men's intentions. Sometimes, even the Duke could look like a lost child. He passed a weary hand over his head.
"Your son, my lord," Killian said.
The Duke didn't stir. He stared over Killian's shoulder with a faraway expression.
"My son," he whispered.
Then he turned his gaze back to Killian, his lips pinched tight in anguish.
"I may have to kill him myself," the Duke said.